With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Walter Tevis may be best known for The Hustler. Later this year, there's to be a sequel with Fast Eddie and Minnesota Fats 23 years later. Tevis's latest book is science fiction, The Steps of the Sun. Now in his mid-50s, Tevis says his childhood was traumatic because of a heart condition.
When I was a kid, I was put into a hospital in San Francisco while my family moved to Kentucky. And after a year and a half in the hospital, when I was 10 years old, I got out and went from a rather genteel, upper-middle-class life in San Francisco into a really Appalachian environment in a fairly tough part of Lexington, Kentucky.
For some reason, Tevis found it hard to adjust to the different culture in Kentucky.
That experience threw me into being a kind of lonely, scared kid, and I did a lot of reading, and I trace my literariness to that part of my life. I wasn't allowed to do sports because of the heart disease. And I spent a lot of my time sitting in a chair reading books.
Until he was old enough to go to the pool room.
I learned how to swear and how to swagger in the pool room. And it sort of replaced for me that part in my boy's life that is taken care of for other boys by playing football, basketball, whatever.
That pool hall experience, of course, led to his novel The Hustler in 1959. Educated at the University of Kentucky in Iowa, Tevis began teaching and, on the side, writing short stories.
After a few years, I would get as much money for one short story as my annual salary was as a high school teacher.
For years, Walter Tevis wavered between teaching and writing.
It was only 6 years ago that I quit my job as a professor of English at Ohio University. I'd gotten to be a professor by that time, in order to move to New York and write full-time. I've been in New York now 6 years, and I've written 6 books. My aim is to write a book a year for the rest of my life.
Walter Tevis is out with a new novel, The Steps of the Sun, published by Doubleday. More with Tevis next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Walter Tevis works in the bottom of a Manhattan townhouse with a bay window overlooking the street. There he turns out such novels as Mockingbird, The Queen's Gambit, and his newest, The Steps of the Sun. After an early success with The Hustler, it dawned on Tevis while teaching at Ohio University that he had become an alcoholic.
I was a quiet drinker. I never went to a classroom drunk, but I would quietly souse myself almost every night in my armchair at home, fall in bed and pass out. It was all very quiet and the sort of thing that nobody mentioned publicly. But it was getting really bad. My novel, The Man Who Fell to Earth, is about falling into alcoholism. It was written at the time when this was beginning to happen to me. I wrote that novel back in 1961.
Tevis put himself into an alcohol treatment center and decided to make other major changes in his life.
So I started a novel, Mockingbird it was called, which is a novel about sobering up. It may not appear to be that, but it's essentially that. It's a science fiction novel about the far future in which everyone is drugged all the time, and the main character stops taking drugs, learns how to read, becomes the only man alive who knows how to read in that high-technology future, and whose mind and soul begin to undergo changes because of this breath of wind blowing through his spirit.
Mockingbird earned enough for Tevis to quit his teaching post, and he landed in New York to write full-time. Tevis says writers write the same book over and over. The trick is to disguise it.
I tend to write about alienated persons. Now, admittedly, a New York real estate man is quite different from a professional pool hustler, who is quite different from a man from Mars, who is quite different from a girl who plays chess for a living. But to me, they're all alike in that they're isolated individuals who are doing something that the mainstream doesn't fully comprehend or sympathize with very much.
Walter Tevis's latest book is science fiction, dealing with an Earth depleted of its fuel sources. It's called The Steps of the Sun, published by Doubleday. A final report next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's hard to typecast Walter Tevis. He has written his share of science fiction, but he also wrote The Hustler about pool sharks, and there was The Queen's Gambit about chess. His latest is The Steps of the Sun, an imaginative look at the future, although not typical science fiction fare.
My hero is a middle-aged real estate tycoon going through midlife crisis. He does not in any way resemble Luke Skywalker or any of the characters of that sort of science fiction. I don't mean to badmouth that kind of thing, but I'd like to distinguish what I do from the kind of science fiction that involves sword fighting or what have you.
In The Steps of the Sun, Tevis speculates on the fate of the Earth in the year 2060.
Its main character, Benjamin Belson, is a middle-aged real estate tycoon. He's a multimillionaire. He is suffering from sexual impotence. He has just recently undergone a painful divorce. He is bored with making money. He finds life in New York, a city which he loves very much, more and more dispiriting as New York loses its vitality and bounce. It has quaint old-world charm. It is kept going largely by a great influx of money from Chinese tourists who come here for the music and the restaurants, China being the wealthiest nation on Earth.
Belson buys a mothballed Chinese spaceship and sets out on a search for a safe form of uranium that will not melt down. In Tevis's world of 2060, Macy's is a coal storage bin. Bloomingdale's is a bus station. There are no trees in Central Park because they've been chopped down by wood thieves. There is a Kissinger Air Force Base and a John Glenn Hotel. Says Tevis, science fiction, including Orwell's 1984, is less a look at the future than one might think.
1984, I think, is really about what 1948 felt like to George Orwell when looked at in the worst possible way. I think that's essentially what the best science fiction comes from. It's a kind of mythological and symbolical restatement of our own time.
Walter Tevis, author of The Steps of the Sun. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.